In the first reading today, we have Moses reflecting on a profound mystery that affects every one of us. He says, "Think, the heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, as well as the earth and everything in it. And yet he has chosen you." Think about that. There are 8 billion people on the face of the earth right now. He has chosen you. Why? Because he loves you. That is the only reason. It's not because you were the greatest, the smartest, the most talented, whatever it may be. It's simply because he loves you. And it is an absolute, total mystery. I don't think any of us need any explanation about that. If you do, just go home and look in the mirror. It is an absolute mystery why God would be in love with you. Praise him. In other words, it is not something we have earned. It is not something we have deserved. It is a gift. That is the nature of love by itself. It is a gift. And that's what this is. And while it is a mystery why anyone would love us, to think that God would do this. Now, again, you could look at it and say, but God loves everyone. Yeah, he does. And yet at this point in history, the vast majority of people have walked away from God. We have all kinds of false gods that we are holding up these days, and people are worshiping them, and they are devoted to them. But there is only one true God, and people don't want him. And the reason is even right there in what Moses says. What does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to follow his ways exactly, and to love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes which I enjoin on you today for your own good. That's what people don't want anything to do with. Number one, people don't think that the commandments of the Lord are for our good. They think God is keeping us under thumb or some stupid thing. But I think it really comes down to the point of love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart. That's what he's asking from us. And because we live in this world of false gods, which has turned us to the ultimate false god, me, we live in a totally self-centered society. All this nonsense that the devil has set up is set up for one purpose. Get your focus off of God and put it on yourself. And so we worship ourselves. We serve ourselves. We wholeheartedly focus on ourselves. Exactly the things that we are told to do toward God. And so that's where the majority are right now. And yet, for some mysterious reason that we will never understand, God has put into our hearts a desire to love him, to receive that grace, the grace which is offered to every single person on the face of the earth. Why have you accepted it? It doesn't make sense, does it? That too is God's gift. And that's where the mystery becomes the greatest. How is this possible? Out of all the people on the face of the earth, why has God given you the grace to be able to accept? Why are you here today? Why are you thinking that you should love and serve the Lord? Again, you could look at it and say, well, it just makes sense. You'd think that that would be the case for the other 8 billion people. It just makes sense. Of course it does. But the devil has convinced us that all that makes sense is me. And I point all that out to be able to say that what you might have just kind of gotten accustomed to, what you might look at as just the way of life that you have chosen to live, and thanks be to God for that, you have to recognize this is an extraordinary gift that is given to you by God. It's not just your choice to live this way. Yes, you have a free will. You had to choose it. But so do the other 8 billion people. And most of them have chosen against it. So why you? We don't know. All that we can say is exactly what Moses had to say. He said, yet in his love for your fathers, the Lord was so attached to them as to choose you, their descendants, in preference to all other people, as he indeed has now done. Why? I don't know. Remember when Moses was talking to the people, he said, God didn't choose you because you're the greatest. He said, in fact, you're the smallest of all. So praise God. He's chosen us because we're weak. He's chosen us because we're small. He's chosen us because we're broken. He's chosen us for whatever reason. And he has given to you and me the grace to say yes, for whatever reason. And how grateful we need to be. What a gift this is. And what a mystery. I mean, it doesn't take much to be able to look around and say, wow, there are other people who are a lot smarter than me. And people who are way more talented than me. And people who have a far greater ability to love than I do. And yet, they're not using it. They're not using it for the glory of God. When Moses said to the people that God is your glory, God is your glory. That's what we should be looking at. But the amazing thing is that you are his glory. How does this make any sense? It doesn't. Just like in his high priestly prayer, Jesus said, Father, they are your gift to me. Really? On one hand, as I usually point out at that point, poor Jesus. We're the gift that God gave to Jesus. Really? On the other hand, look at it from our Lord's perspective. You are his glory. Is he your glory? He should be. And if you really think about that, I mean, we talk about it with our Blessed Lady, you know, God, whom the entire universe cannot hold, came to dwell within our Blessed Lady's womb. Well, guess what? If you're in the state of grace, the Holy Trinity is dwelling inside of you, substantially. Not physically, as he did with our Blessed Lady, but substantially he is there. And in a few minutes, you're going to receive Holy Communion, and he's not only going to be there substantially, but also sacramentally, within you. The whole universe cannot contain him, and yet somehow your heart can. How do we make sense of this? There is only one way and only one word, and it's love. Love can do all things. If you look at it and say, God loves you so much that he would come to dwell in you, God loves you so much, he will actually give himself to you in the form of a piece of bread so that you can receive him into yourself. It is because God loves you that these things are happening. And now what does the Lord your God ask of you? To love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. That's the only proper response. The only response to love is love. And so if he loves us that much, in such a mystery that it will never, for the rest of eternity, it's not going to make sense to us. If you get to heaven and you think of all the souls that wind up in hell, it's like, why? Why me? Why can I be in heaven? All those other people didn't get here. It's never going to make sense to you. It's the grace of God. Yeah, we can make sense that way. But why me becomes the great question. And the only thing you can say is because God loves you. And now what's your response? Are we rejoicing in that? Are we grateful for that? Are we literally in awe of that as we ought to be? I guess when it really comes down to it, the best thing I can tell you is don't try and figure it out, because you never will. Just accept it. It isn't going to make sense, but the truth is there, the reality is there, and we simply have to accept. Allow ourselves to be loved and love him in return.